the time? Do you have lots of horses?
Well, we usually had 6 or 8 at a time.
And if you were riding your horses, and you're in a buggy and you want your horses to go faster, you might urge them to go faster, with what?
Well, with your reins, lines, or you've got a little whip you can tap him with. If you're in the buggy, and if you're riding him, you can spur him.
Okay. If you bought fruit at a store, the grocer would probably put them in a...
Buying grocery?
Okay, you're buying some fruit. You went down to the store and you got some bananas.
Oh, they'd put them in a paper bag.
Paper bag? Okay. And is it usually made of paper?
Most of the time.
Okay.
You very seldom you get a vinyl now.
Did you used to get vinyls
no.
all the time?
No. It used to be just paper bags. It didn't even have vinyl in it. It didn't make it.
And now do you get vinyl sometimes?
Well, and you go into the grocery store where they've already got it packed up. They've got it in vinyl so you can see whether it's apples, whether it's oranges, what it is. And it's
Oh, yeah. You can just grab the one you want. Do paper bags come in different sizes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you call different sized bags different things?
They're just bags.
Just bags?
By numbers, in other words, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 size.
Oh, that's what those numbers on the top of bags are?
Huh?
Is that what the numbers on the top of bags are?
Well,
those red numbers? Goes to
well,
the bags
if we got a number on there, that's what it is. Whether it's a size 10 or 12 or 8 or 4, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that was a magic number. I had no idea. Okay, when you got a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged, what would you have it put in? This is the same thing that you had about your 50 pounds of flour put in. What did you call that again?
Well, you mean if I'm buying a package of groceries and...
No, this is when you're buying your sugar and your flour.
Oh, well, it's
what is that packaged in?
Well, it's a bag, a package. And comes in different sizes.
Do you call a bag or a sack of potatoes?
Well, it'd be cloth, a paper bag, one of the two.
Okay. And what do you call that bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Well, it's a...
And it's like the same one that feed and seed?
They used to. They'd call them a croaker sack. It's material.
What kind of material was it?
It's
burlap.
Fabric material.
Was it burlappy?
Well, now like potatoes coming in, it it was not sealed. It was one that tight. In other words, it it could be. That's what I would call a croaker sack, what we used to call a croaker sack.
If it's not airtight?
Huh?
If it's not airtight, it's a croaker sack?
No, it's not too tight. It's,
okay. Did you ever have bags that were sealed tight then?
Not with potatoes and things like that.
But with other things, did you?
Oh, well, yes. If you had, for example, if you had, sugar and salt.
Would you call it something different?
Well, it's it would be a paper bag or a carton, a paper carton or something like that. It could be sealed airtight.